Hey everyone, Azarin here, owner of the Calgary Language Nerds, and today I'd like to tell you what happened after I paused my private lessons for 76 days. This will be a very short episode, perhaps one of the shortest episodes on the podcast that I've ever recorded. I think it'll be about 3-4 minutes, something like that. So I've been learning Mandarin on and off since the fall of 2014. I currently have a B1 plus or maybe a low B2 level in the language. That basically means I'm at the low end of an upper intermediate level. I've taken plenty of private lessons as a learning strategy over the years, but last December, specifically on December 19th, 2023, I chose to pause my private lessons. If you do speak Mandarin, or if you're learning Mandarin and you want to see what my level was like back in December, I did actually record that lesson on December 19th, 2023. I posted it 2 days later, I think it was 2 days later, on December 21st-ish, 2023. And the title of the episode is something to the effect of, "Can I hold a conversation in Mandarin for 60 minutes?" It was something like that. So since that class back in December, all I've really done is listened and read to Mandarin for about 30 minutes a day. I haven't done anything else, except for these two occasions where I went for dinner with some Mandarin-speaking friends. But honestly, even at those dinners, I barely spoke and basically just listened. Now, yesterday, which was March 4th, 2024, I resumed my private classes. I was curious to see if my speaking would be rusty after 76 days of only listening and reading. Now, I'll be honest, to my surprise, I actually felt more at ease than usual. This surprised me. I mean, after 76 days of only listening and only reading, the assumption might be that I would be more rusty. I haven't been practicing speaking for crying out loud. But to my surprise, I actually felt almost as comfortable speaking Mandarin as I do when I speak English. Normally, when speaking Mandarin, I actually am a little bit tense and self-conscious. But yesterday, I felt really at ease. Furthermore, I was actually able to use words in Mandarin that usually fail to come to mind, as in I know them, but my brain can't find them on the spot. So in other words, it seems like that focusing heavily on reading and listening for the past 2.5 months actually may have helped me to improve in my speaking ability. I was a little surprised. Now, moving forward, I plan to take one private class a week with my instructor for conversation practice, but also continue spending 30 minutes a day on reading and listening. Let's see how I continue to progress. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to today's very short podcast episode, 3 minutes long. If you have any questions, comments, whatever it is, you know where to go. Same place as always, azarinthelanguagenerd.com/contact. That's AZREN. thelanguagenerd.com/contact. You can email me from that website or contact me on whatever your favorite social media platform is. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.